Good morning. We're continuing with the halachos of Yeshiva Sukkah. I want to clarify one point from yesterday. When I said the shear that is chayav in the sukkah, so I said a kebeya, that really the correct amount is actually more than a kebeya. Kebeya itself is not chayav in a sukkah, but more than a kebeya is chayav. But the amount that I gave of the size of a slice from the middle of a 2 pound loaf of rye bread, it still remained the same because we don't know exactly the size of a kebeya. So we'll assume that amount is enough to say that a person is chayiv. Moving on to the lachos of shtia. So my person not chayiv to drink water in a sukkah or other liquids as well. The Shulchan Aruch does say that if a person drinks wine, he's not chayiv in the sukkah, and Rambam adds to feel a kavala, even if he made a kavias about to drink, sit down to drink wine instead of kavias. But the Mishabura brings the many Achronim disagree with this, and a person would drink wine in a state of kavias, especially if it's a group of a chabura sitting down to drink wine together, that's considered a keva. But a person should drink that in the sukkah, but would not make a bracha on that. And the Sharatian says that similarly, in a place where they drink other drinks, in the same way they used to drink wine as a kviyas together, so they do that with other drinks, so they also be chayav in a sukkah. So the Sharatian says this would apply, for example, to coffee and to possibly to hot cocoa. But apparently they would have cafes where people would get together and drink that. So if people would do that together in sukkahs, they would have to do that in the sukkah. He does bring, however, there's an opinion that says you're not mukhayiv. It's not clear what the Mishabura's maskana is. It sounds like at the end of the day he would be choshes for that. Obviously you would not make a bracha. And he would suggest that therefore in that situation, because of the question, when you're going to be drinking bekeva, because of suffik chiyuv and then suffik bracha, so the appropriate thing to do is to eat some mazarnas, and which would allow you to vada make a bracha, and then you will have not be sitting in a situation where possibly you're chayiv, and chayiv in a bracha, and you're not saying a bracha. Okay, the Sharatian continues and he says at a different point that the reason why you're allowed to drink water outside of the sukkah is because the halacha says teishu ketaduru, and you should live in the sukkah the way you normally live in your home, and you're not makbid in your home to not drink outside of your house. You might always go home to eat something, but to take a drink or take a snack, you would eat outside of your home. That's why a snack is not chayiv, for example, a fruit, and that's why a drink is not chayiv. However, in the middle of a meal, a person normally does not leave his home to go somewhere else to drink in the middle of the meal. So that would argue, the Sharatian says, that maybe during the meal, if a person is going in and out of the sukkah to get something in the house, he should not be taking a drink inside of the house. In that situation, even water should be only be partaken of in the sukkah, because as part of the meal, has to be in the sukkah. A meal which is chayiv in the sukkah has to be in the sukkah. So the drinking of that meal should also be only be in the sukkah. In regards to Kiddush, obviously Kiddush has to be said in the sukkah because Kiddush is the prelude to the meal, and the meal is chayiv in the sukkah. So therefore the Kiddush, which is the haskol of the meal, is also chayiv in the sukkah. What about Havdalah? Does Havdalah have to be said in the sukkah? So the Mishabura says, again, the rule of Teshu Ketadura tells me that since the whole year, the place you make Havdalah is in your home. Therefore, you should make Abdullah in the sukkah during sukkahs. You have to make Abdullah in the sukkah. The Sharatian points out, therefore, people who normally make Abdullah in shul may say the Abdullah in shul. It's not a drinking of wine in a form of kava. That's not the problem. The problem is because Abdullah itself is mechayiv that it should be in the sukkah, because it has to be like your home. But a person who makes Havdalah in the shul, there's no reason why he can't make Havdalah in the shul during sukkahs as well. One last point. People making Havdalah at home, do you make a bracha of leishev on the havdalah? So this is questionable, whether you make a leishev, and the minhag I think in Chutz Lo'aretz is not to say a leishev. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that to say a leishev between the Brei Pri HaGafen and the drinking is going to be a question of a hefsek, because you're not chayv and leishev in that situation. So you say the Brei Pri HaGafen and the Brei Benei Besomim and the Brei Benei Merei Ha'esh and the bracha of Hamavad Ben Kadosh Shachol, and now you're ready to drink. So all of the you're chayv to drink after the Brei Pri HaGafen. You're allowing some of the other things on the kais as well. But the bracha of Asher Kedoshim is obviously on a leishev basukah is going to be questionable. Even if you're planning to eat mezonos afterwards and you're chayiv because of the mezonos, but it's nothing to do with it's not vada that has to do with the Brei Pri HaGafen. So consider it a hefsek. So he suggests the following: that you make a bracha of leishev basukah before you say the Brei Pri HaGafen, and then you say all of those brachas, then you drink the kais. And then you eat some mezonos. You say Brei mezonos, eat the mezonos, so you're chayim because of the mezonos. The leishev is not a hefsek between the Brei Pri HaGafen and the drinking of the kais. Again, I think the minhag Chutz Lo'aretz is not to say leishev at all. And if a person is saying leishev because of mezonos, he should say havdalah, drink the kais, then say the Brei mezonos and say the leishev in conjunction with the Brei Benei Mezonos. Have a good day.